And welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there listening. Make sure you go to SeanGreenShow.com. That's SeanGreenShow.com. Make sure you go to the YouTube page. Make sure you follow me on Facebook. I'm there as well. And make sure you follow me on Twitter. It's at Sean Green Show. Now, I'm going to do something a little different here. People that know me personally know I'm not the most sports-minded dude out there, but I am a Chicago Bears fan. And if you saw me on Twitter yesterday, I was on Twitter real, real hard going off about the Bears. And congratulations today, 27-13 win over the Atlanta Falcons. I want to bring in a good friend of mine, Derek Allen, a.k.a. D.A. He's going to be the official Sean Green Show sports analyst. This dude, I'm telling you, he knows everything about sports down to cricket. I'm trying to tell you. So, hey, I'm going to welcome him in on the Super Celebrity Hotline. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on?
Hey, nothing much. So, all right, we got the Bears. One over the Atlanta Falcons, 27-13. First thing I want to ask you right off the bat, what were the things that the Bears did right?
Well, some of the things that the Bears did right was actually not turn the ball over in this game. This was a very important win in their division and in their conference, considering the playoff outlook. But when you look back at the game, three phases of the game, defense, special teams, and offense actually came together on this Sunday. So it was looking pretty good. Like, the defense, as far as turnovers on their side of the ball, they had one interception, and then they had plenty of sacks. So the pressure and the blitzing on the defensive end, much better play calling from the defensive coach. Special teams, they definitely handled Devin Hester this time. They made sure that Devin Hester did not come back and haunt them for not having the great special teams and good kick return.
Yeah, because one of the things that I did notice in one of the plays when they kicked it to Hester, like, they was getting ready to murder him when he ran off with the ball. I'm like, okay, they trying to teach Hester something there. So you are right on that point. Another thing that I actually read about, and I had to catch myself on it because, like I said, I'm not that well sports rounded, was the time of possession. The Bears had the ball for 36 minutes compared to the 23 that the Falcons had. So I'm guessing that played a lot into it.
Oh, most definitely. Time of possession is highly important with football. So, you know, the Bears have been doing an excellent job so far this season with time of possession. With that being said, time of possession means nothing if you're not going to put any points on the board and if you're going to turn the ball over in key moments of the game. You definitely don't want to turn the ball over in the red zone. The Bears have been pretty good at turning the ball over in the end zone. I'll praise Jay. I'm not often praising Jay because I'm always looking for Jay to be better. Jay Cutler, in red zone activity, that I was very surprised, and it was a proud moment of watching Jay Cutler actually throw the ball away. You know, there's nothing wrong with throwing the ball away when there's nobody to throw it to. You don't want to just decide to throw it hard because you can and hope that the wide receiver will catch the ball. So I was proud that he knew that he had enough downs to try to get it in the end zone, and they eventually did right on the next play.
Right, and one of the things that I definitely was going to bring up, since you bring up Jay Cutler, and you have been, you know, in personal talks, you have been one of the most firm critics of Jay Cutler. And even though, you know, we've won this game, do you feel he is the franchise player?
Well, it's not do I feel as he is. I know the franchise looks for Jay to be their number one guy. It was evident in how they paid him last year. It was his contract year, and some things went the wrong direction during your contract year. Usually people outperform their contracts, and usually it gives them a chance to earn more money. I don't believe that's what he did, but he handled it okay. So as far as being the franchise player, yeah, he gets franchise money. Has he lived up to it? In my eyes, no, he hasn't. He has the physical abilities and the skills at the quarterback position to make it happen. But He has a little ways to go. As long as he's consistent, consistency is really should be up under his pillow. It should be a word, consistency, and it slaps him every morning. Say, don't turn the ball over. Make smart decisions. And as far as that's concerned, the defense is doing a hell of a job this season with keeping offenses from scoring as much. We just saw them beat an Atlanta team that I think they're, if I'm not mistaken, they're averaging 45 points, especially when they're at home. And we had a home crowd that made a beautiful – it was like an extra defensive person in the building. But, yeah, Jay will be okay, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Now, one thing that always comes with football is injuries. What are the projected injuries? That's coming out of the Bears camp at this point.
They did a release saying that they came out pretty much clean. One player, Chris Conte, was injured. Hurt his shoulder again. Kind of looked like it was a bad situation because he sat down on the ground a little long for. But you know, they're saying that he's okay. In interviews, I'm hearing that he sounds like he's okay. He's preparing as if he would play this weekend. Of course, you'll see how that goes throughout the week. By Friday, everybody will almost pretty much know.
All right, cool. Now, we got two more games before the bye week with Miami coming up. So some of the things that, you know, the Bears have to do to win against Miami?
Well, Miami, they had a funny start this season. They started off kind of fast. Everybody kind of looked at them as maybe being the surprise teams out of the AFC South. So I'm thinking when it comes to playing against the Dolphins, they have to play pretty much a game like they just did similarly with Atlanta. Keep the turnovers down. Win the turnover battle. Make sure that if you're not going to be able to get the ball back on defense, don't turn it over on offense. Special teams, we need better special teams play out of them as well. It could get better every week, of course. And back to the offense, just make sure everybody sees the ball and make smart plays. That's all they can do.
Good to go. And as far as one last thing I have to ask you, and it may be a little bit too premature to ask, what are our chances at making the playoffs?
Well, if this defense can stay amongst the middle of the pack of the NFL, at least stay ranked in the high 20s, and the offense can put points on the board, I see no reason why they shouldn't make the playoffs. Granted that they can't lose any more divisional conference games and try to still win that they weren't supposed to win in the first place. They'd be looking pretty good on the road. Keep that up. That'll definitely help you get into the playoffs, but you definitely need to win your home games. And definitely, most importantly, next time that you see Green Bay, they must beat Green Bay. You don't beat Green Bay this time around, you're already not going to win the division, and then you're already going to put yourself in a bad position for the wild card.
And there you have it. Derek Allen, a.k.a. D.A., sports analyst for the Sean Green Show. We got to win those games. Thanks so much for joining me, man.
All right, thanks.
Hey, I told you I was going to put you on the spot today. And you definitely passed, so thanks for doing this, man.
No problem. Hey, look, I don't know nothing about cricket, though. I can find out, though, but no cricket.
All right, we'll talk to you next week, man. We'll be back right after this.
All right.